Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Let's take a look at some testimony, some questions about the red plastic and the chain of custody from Karen's vehicle.
Consisted of several pieces of red apparent plastic and one piece of clear apparent plastic that measured an eighth of an inch by a sixteenth of an inch. Is that accurate?
Okay, so there were several pieces of red apparent plastic and then one piece of clear apparent plastic measuring approximately 1/8 of an inch by 1/16 of an inch. Yes.
Okay. And I apologize for continually reminding you, but I'm just mindful that everybody needs to hear you. So to the best you can, if you can just keep your voice up, I'll try to do the same. So when those several pieces of apparent red plastic and one piece of apparent clear plastic came into your possession, those pieces were obviously not embedded in either shirt when you examined them, correct?
I don't know. I didn't examine the shirt.
Well, so to my question, the pieces that you saw were not embedded in a shirt when you examined them, correct?
Correct.
And again, that's because you never took possession of any shirt in this case, correct?
Correct.
The pieces were loose and they were not embedded in anything, correct?
The pieces were, well, I examined the debris from the shirt. I don't know what the person who packaged it did to collect that.
Okay. And so it goes without saying that you never saw those pieces on either the orange shirt or the gray long sleeve shirt, correct?
I did not.
And you obviously had no control over how the evidence was handled before it came into your possession, correct?
We have a chain of custody in the laboratory, but I did not follow the evidence as it went through the chain.
Okay, and we'll talk about the chain of custody in a minute. Before this evidence came into your possession, you did not witness who seized it, correct?
Correct.
You did not witness who handled it, correct?
Correct.
Before it came into your possession, you don't know who had access to that evidence, correct?
So all of our evidence is stored in locked facilities?
Right, but I guess let me modify that question. Before it came to your lab, you don't know who had access to that evidence, correct?
Correct.
So they're really trying to point at the chain of custody here. I don't know that there's a whole lot of issues with chain of custody here, but but because she didn't see it happening, or, I mean, that's going to be normal when it's going from one person to another. You're not necessarily going to witness everyone handling the evidence when it gets to you. You just need to make sure that chain of custody is consistent. Is there anything to that? Obviously, it's trying to create reasonable doubt, but, you know, could there be some issues here with the chain of custody?
Maybe. Again, the questions weren't really clarifying as to whether there is an issue. Chain of custody is pretty easy to see.
Yeah,
it's written. You know, it's either can produce chain of custody as evidence or not.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a decent job of, again, so in reasonable doubt, tying plastic flex founds to John, to the vehicle. Because again, he's, as I'm seeing it, just like that, is just, hey, here's some pieces of plastic. Does this mean anything? I mean, what's the point of it?
Yeah.
You know, so I think they're just trying to distance themselves from the plastic, you know, and again, they're going for reasonable doubt, and the jury's watching this, that this is from her bumper, from her taillight, and it hit John.
Mm-hmm. And I think that some of the question here is is the broken taillight even from hitting him, is what I wonder, because we also saw a video today of Karen backing into his Traverse. And you could see the wheel of the Traverse move when she was backing into it on that security cam video when they really zoomed it in. Now, was it enough to make a broken taillight? I don't know, but there was certainly contact made. That can't be denied anymore. But again, it's another piece. Like, maybe the taillight really has nothing to do with John's injuries at all.
And again, it's nothing here is saying intent.
No,
she intentionally did any of this. Mm-hmm. And then that's, again, there goes the charge, I think, is just way off. Why isn't anyone else charged in that house? Again, every week and every day, I think we keep seeing how sad this case is. Because Completely. As we go deeper and deeper with everyone involved in this, everyone's dirty laundry about them as human beings is getting exposed. Mm-hmm. And there's no... I don't think there's anything more than just some local people doing really bad behavior.
Yeah.
And we had a severe tragedy take place because of it.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.